Time now on the Bidder Supergame Show to visit with Brent Pulte, head coach of the Beavers. Looking back at last Thursday, Brent, what went wrong?
You know, I think the biggest part of the game is when we just elected to kick off in the first half. I just thought we'd get up, and that was what we were trying to do. The young offense, especially their quarterback, I want to put pressure on them. And it worked. You know, we got the three and out. We got the ball midfield or actually on their side. And then just a few errors. And you look at that game offensively, obviously we struggled. I mean, we couldn't get snaps and couldn't throw the ball. And they controlled line of scrimmage. But defensively and special teams wise, we had the bad snap, which led them to good field position. And we had them to a long yardage situation. And the kid, we just made a mistake and they took advantage of it and scored. And then, you know, next two possessions were turnovers, and that kind of got away from us. And when we got down 14, it felt like we were down 50 at that point with the conditions.
What can you file away into the memory bank or make note of that next weather day, which could be today, that you'll do differently?
We talked a lot about it as a staff. I think we have to do things differently. We have to probably run our quarterback more. It's something that I thought Duluth had a nice little game plan to do. And you got to be downhill and be able to run the ball A-gap, B-gap type stuff. And they just continue to run inside zone and ISO. I think I've never seen 67 reps of the same play, but that's what it was. But that's what we took away. And hopefully today the weather will cooperate a little bit so we can throw it as well.
Three big games last week in the schedule. I'd say one went according to plan, the other two probably not. What does need to happen for you guys to still have postseason life?
I think right now is we just got to find a way to win this week, and then if we're fortunate enough to do that, it'd be the same type of talk we'll probably have against Moorhead. So right now, sole focus is to get our guys, you know, back on track and try to get our seventh win. So there's a lot of things that probably have to fall into place, and right now I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't even know, to be honest.
Last year you blew out St. Cloud. How different are they this year?
You know, it's interesting. At the beginning of the year, they didn't get a lot of preseason hype because they lost their quarterback, great receiver, lost some really good players on defense too. So what they're doing extremely well is controlling the clock. They're limiting mistakes. They don't turn it over. They force turnovers. I give their staff a lot of praise because they honestly have done a great job considering where they were at last year. And I thought they were, you know, I should say they gave up in our game, but just things didn't go their way at the end of the year, and they were kind of heading down the wrong track. So in the offseason, give them a lot of credit. They got back to the basics of pounding the ball and taking care of it. Their quarterback play has been steady. I think they're really well coached schematically on offense. I haven't watched much on defense as much, but kudos to Coach Underwood and the staff down there. They've done a really good job.
More with Coach Pulte when we return. The Bidder Supergame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bidder Supergame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Part two with Coach Brent Pulte. Senior Day. This is one of the larger senior classes in recent memory as a collective group. What are you going to remember most about them?
I think with this group, along with the group of seniors from last year, have really turned the program back around with consecutive 3-8 seasons. And really probably a big question mark even going into the year we won the conference championship 3 years ago. And I think their dedication, their sacrifice for staying during the summers and getting us back on track is something I'll always remember.
Breaking down individually, what can you tell us about Brad Birchfield?
Well, Brad, you know, he's the papa. He's got the little one on staff. So Brad is a transfer in from Illinois State and came in, fit in right away, and just a happy-go-lucky kid and now pops, I should say. So I'll miss that kid for sure.
Alex Burgess.
Alex looks like he doesn't look like a college football player, but he's one of the kids that just a diehard. He's just phenomenally explosive and gives everything every ounce of energy when he's out there.
Nico Daniello.
He's a throwback. He's a blue collar Chicago guy, and he sounds like it when you talk to him too. But he's a physically gifted kid, tough nose, hard nose player.
Jamison Evans.
Old Jamer, our boy from down the road in Grand Rapids, and he's just been steady Eddie. He's been on the field, and when he's been on the since a redshirt freshman year, and ever since, he's just continued to make plays and make plays all over the field.
Tucker Forsgren.
Oh, Tucker. He had a tough go this year and ended up not being able to play the last half of senior year, but came in as a big tight end, played 3 years for us, started as a tight end. We moved him to tackle and got banged up. But Tucker, again, just another great leader for us and gave a lot to the program.
Jordy Hine.
Oh, Jordy, the old goofball out of the group, but love him. Transfer back up with his brother. Very unique being able to play 2 years with his older brother, Jesse, and and again, probably put our offense on the map and was up for the Harlan Hill last year, and just a great player for the program and rewrote the record book at quarterback.
Blake Holder.
Blake, another one of those transfers, just a Chicago kid that I recruited and came as a bounce back from NIU. And Blake, just a super gifted kid, came in and really made big plays as a redshirt freshman, and for us, kind of got things pointed back in the right directions, being able to make a lot of big plays out at receiver.
Jordan Johnson.
Jordan, again, another kid that's been 3 or 4 year starter for us at outside backer, Lakeville South, and Jordan just is just a very cerebral kid. He's a great leader and just always been out there leading the crew.
Jake Krause.
The thing with Jake, you always talk about the adversity he's overcome. It's still even hard to talk about, to be honest with you. But great family. I've known him forever. Coach Yanners, you know, they've been in each other's wedding, the parents. And just a phenomenal kid. And hopefully Jake will continue to be playing after BSU even.
Christian Lundy.
Christian is just your typical, you know, product of the system. He's not real sexy to look at. He's not the biggest, faster, or strongest, but he's just very productive. He's a great player, probably a better individual. He'll probably be a CEO somewhere as he goes through life.
Tahi Nomain.
Oh, big Tahi. I think you just, with him, is just how far he's come as a football player. Hadn't played very much. Got here, he was raw, and you really saw him blossom and take off the last few games, or really the last couple years. He's really improved.
EJ Olszewski.
EJ, what a great addition. Came up and was a transfer, came up, played with Gunner, and has just been a great addition, not only just with his football, but one of the better leaders that we've had.
Tristan Ross.
Tristan is kind of like Nico, just a throwback, kind of a meathead group in the middle, as I call him, but been a 4-year starter an inside backer. That doesn't happen very often. Great leader, pushes kids, a captain for us, and we'll truly miss him as well.
Brandon Schindler.
Brandon, just big tackle body. I didn't know where Brandon would end up, but he's been, I mean, absolutely phenomenal the last few years. I think he started every game with his sophomore year on. I think he rotated as a redshirt freshman even, and he's improved so much as a leader and player. It's just been amazing to see him progress.
Evan Tompkins.
Evan, our little sunshine boy from Arizona. Evan's been a backup, and this year he's had his opportunity to play and has 3 interceptions and has, you know, I think he's in the top 10 in the overall league. So he's a very cerebral kid, runs our defense and kind of the quarterback back there for us.
Anthony Valentine.
AV, he's been a little bit disappointing year for him. He's been banged up. He's been battling a back injury. But he gives everything he's got. He's one of the happiest go-lucky kids, keep things interesting at practice. And I love the kid. He's been through a lot over his career, and happy to see him finish out.
Mike Washington.
Well, Mikey, kind of same thing with a couple guys. He's really been snake-bitten with injuries, but keeps a positive attitude. He helps the team get better, and he's a team player. Boy, I can't imagine being in his shoes and keep coming back from injuries, but he's done it, and hopefully you actually get to see him this weekend.
Mark Webster.
Mark and Mikey are, you know, brothers, so it's interesting to see those two and get them riled up and just yipping and yapping back and forth. But Mark's had a great year, transfer came in, and has really become part of the team, and he's goofy and fun and energetic, so Mark brings a lot of energy to the group.
Trevor Wetlopper.
Trevor was a kid that came in as a linebacker. Now he's been kind of just doing the dirty jobs as a fullback, rotating in on that side of the ball. Great special teams player, and Trevor has definitely given a lot back to the program, and it just, again, that blue collar mentality from him.
Jake Worshing.
Jake seems like he's been here forever as well. He's basically been on the field since redshirt freshman year. Played a lot of downs for us, physical kid, multiple year all conference player, and we heard him and Brandon Schindler from the same high school. Now we're getting letters for about these, you know, professional day invites from those two, so it's pretty fun to see.
Eric Wunrell.
Eric's been banged up a little bit this year too, and it's, you know, not the way that he wants to see it come to an end, but Eric is just a top-notch kid, leader on campus. Again, just a phenomenal individual, and gives a lot back to the program, leads us really well, and we'll miss him not coming back and moving forward.
Colton Tretzman.
Oh, Colton, you know, it was a weird one with him. He actually got diagnosed with Guillain-Barré disease a couple years ago, which affects your motor, the end of your neurological pathways. So he hasn't been able to play for us, but he's been around the program a lot, helped out film, do everything, just wanted to be a part of it. And give that kid a lot of credit. I mean, it'd have been easy just to quit and take off and not be a part of it, but he stuck around, and wish things would have been different from him from the playing standpoint, but glad he had the opportunity to be around BSU football.
Rufus Haley.
Rufus is one of my all-time favorites. He unfortunately had some knee injuries and wasn't able to play the end of his career, but he's been a student assistant coach. He leads our scout team offense, which he takes a lot of pride in getting after those guys. But energetic, has always been here helping recruit. He's just been basically a liaison and a coach for us the last few years. So I want to thank Rufus for all he's done for the program as well.
Realistically, how many of this 23-man group, 21 that are playing this year, have a chance of playing next year someplace?
You know, I think there's probably four that are getting the most looks right now. I think Krause and Holder will have legitimate. I think they'll both be in camps. Nico Daniello will have a shot at snapping. He's been getting a lot of attention that way. And Jordan Hine has been getting some look more so. There's been a couple scouts that have contacted me to watch from the CFL. So he might have a chance to do that. I don't know. NFL-wise, that's one of the harder positions probably in any sport to be able to do. But he's been getting a lot of attention, and some of the scouts have talked to him about that. And then Brandon Schindler and a few of the other guys, Wershing has had his name thrown around about different levels. So there'll be a few of those guys that are probably playing next year.
Best of luck today.
I appreciate it.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups for Senior Day next on the Beaver Radio Network.